aphids are causing a lot of problems to the yard and the garden. We're combating little pests next on Western Life Radio. Spring is fast approaching, and Sportsman's Warehouse shares your passion for hiking, fishing, camping, and hunting. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. Sportsman's Warehouse has the latest in fishing to help you catch the big ones as the ice melts, or get above the inversion with new hiking boots. Their experts combined with a terrific selection truly make Sportsman's Warehouse the great indoors for those that love the great outdoors. Utah born and Utah proud, Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside.
Is your boat registered and insured for the summer season? Most boats must have proof of insurance on board and be properly registered with bow numbers and stickers. Take the Utah Boating or Coast Guard Auxiliary courses and you just might get a discount on your insurance. For a copy, call 801-538-BOAT. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Stay ahead of aphids this year to avoid damage to your investment. Alex Grover with Utah Gardeners reviews some options.
I have to make some pretty hard decisions about how I'm going to keep those under control. And reality is that it's going to be a bit of a task. And when you go out into your own landscape, there's a couple things you can do that are fairly simple, fairly easy. The first one is to get a good sprayer nozzle for your hose and get on the underside of those leaves and just knock the aphids off. Aphids do fly, but a lot of the ones that are causing damage have not got wings developed. If you knock them to the ground, they're never going to get wings developed. They're going to just die on the ground, even in the grass. Grass is not very susceptible to aphids. So if you get on the underside with a good hose, high pressure, and knock them off, you can save a lot of damage from your trees and do it now. I've seen aphids on currants, I've seen them on maples, I've seen them on beech trees. If you've got any pansies left, I can guarantee you they're in the pansies too. So those are some big issues. So first defense, use a pressure nozzle on a hose. Doesn't need to be a big expensive fancy one, it just needs to work. And to be able to get some direct pressure and wash them off. Second thing, keep mosquito nurturing by ladybugs. Now this one's kind of an odd one because these ladybugs are not native. They're European ladybugs. They're actually more annoying than our native ladybugs, even an Asian ladybug, but they will work.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.